Or vintage.
I'm going to do vintage. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tie that to sustainable fashion because I've written papers and I presented a lot around reframing this idea of what sustainability means. And for a lot of people, sustainability means two things. It means vintage clothing, clothing worn by somebody else and repurposed. Or sustainable means made ethically and slowly and we're thoughtful. When you think about vintage, the way that minority communities engage with vintage is very different from how white communities engage with it. So when white people think vintage, and I'm making a generalization and an assumption, so I appreciate that this doesn't apply to everybody, they think about going to a store in Brooklyn and buying clothing from someone that they've never, ever met. Within the Black community, we think of hand-me-downs as vintage. Like, I'm Jamaican. That means that I wore my cousin's clothing. My cousins who are younger than me wore my clothing. That's also vintage, but that's not called vintage. That's not called sustainable in the same ways. White people, white culture, the white power brokers in the fashion industry have named vintage a one trick pony. And it's like, you care about the environment, you're sustainable, and you go to a great thrift shop in New York and you buy your clothing from somebody else. In the Black community, it's a much more personal, much more traditional experience, but it's not called vintage, but it is, right? Black Americans, Caribbean Americans, Africans, we all have this experience of wearing our family's clothing. And we talked earlier about how clothing ties us to our communities. Whether I wanted to or not, I had to wear. And even if my parents had money for the clothing, they would see it as wasteful for me to not wear my cousin's clothing if it fits me, if it's newish, if it's, you know, like, but that's also like tying me to my family. So I wish we would reframe words like vintage and sustainability to understand that within different cultures, that means different things. And it's as important and it needs to be celebrated in the same ways it is within white experiences, which are oftentimes very different. And I'm sure there's white immigrant groups where they, like maybe Italians and Greeks, they do the same thing as us. But I know when you think about the word vintage, you think about like, I'm sustainable and I'm going to buy a t-shirt. And I don't know who wore it before, which is very different. Like I knew who wore this t-shirt before me. My cousin Nancy wore it. And when I outgrow it, I'm going to pass it down to my cousin Susie. That's a whole different understanding of vintage. And it holds as much merit and importance as anybody else's definition of vintage.